Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Hi, everyone. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kay.
Kay, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you killed someone,
okay,
and you were arrested by the police,
huh,
could you fool the lie detector machine?
もし誰かを殺して逮捕された時に、私は嘘発見器に嘘をつけるかどうかっていうことですか。
Right. If you killed someone and you were arrested by the police, could you fool or trick the lie detector?
Okay, it's an extreme question, but okay, my answer is I don't know.
Actually, for our listeners, we will tell the answer how to fool a lie detector. Whoa.
Ooh.大丈夫ですかね。警察に怒られないといいんですけれど、ちょっとね、どんな感じか聞いてみましょう。皆さんこんにちは。今日は嘘発見器についてのお話をしようと思います。でさっきもジョー先生が言ったみたいに、冒頭でまず嘘発見器をどうやったら騙せるのかっていうことについてお話ししたいと思うんですけど、そもそも大前提として嘘発見器ポリグラフっていうのが何なのかちょっと聞いてみたいと思います。So Joe, what is a lie detector?
Okay, it's also called a polygraph.
Okay.
You hear that word a lot in dramas, a polygraph.
Polygraph.
And it's a machine that senses whether someone is lying or not.
It senses whether someone is lying or not.
Right. And especially in America, the government uses it for people who are trying to get government jobs, for example, the FBI. So they'll use it for that, right? But in America, companies cannot use it for their employees. It's against the law for companies to use it. And in court, you know, court, it's usually not very good evidence. So they don't really like it so much.
Okay.
How about in Japan, Kay?
Okay, in Japan, ですね、日本では、警察の人を使ってるみたいなんですね、このデジタル式ポリグラフィーっていうので。裁判所に関してですが、1966年と1968年に最高裁が出したコメントを元にすると、条件が揃えばポリグラフを正式な証拠として使うことができるっていう風に回答してるみたいなんですね。なるほどなるほど。 Yes. Yeah, 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 yeah. So yeah, we use it in Japan, even in Japan
Okay, good, good.
So, Joe, how do polygraphs, lie detectors, work?
Okay, they measure blood pressure.
Okay, 血圧.
And heart rate.
心拍数.
And breathing rate.
呼吸数.
And sweat level.
発汗の程度ですね.
Okay, again, they measure blood pressure, heart rate, breathing rate,and sweat level. The sweat level, for example, if you have more sweat suddenly, then a more electrical current flows. It's like that.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Anyway, going back to this, how Americans do not allow it in court, the main reason is that criminals can learn how to slow their breathing or
wow, really?
And their heart rate while lying. And honest people sometimes become nervous, so that's why
that's
it's not
right.
really allowed in court.
ではいよいよどうやって嘘発見器を騙せるのかっていうのについてお話ししていきたいと思います。So, Joe, how can people fool a lie detector?
Okay, good question. All of this information is from a former American National Security Agency worker, and he told U.S. News and World Report, which is a big American magazine, on September 25th,2012, so you can all find that on internet very easily. He said the following things. First, when they're giving a lie detector test, they ask some preparation questions. For example, have you ever cheated on a test in school?
Okay, カンニングをしたことがあるかとかって聞くんですね。
Right, and of course everybody has cheated.
Right.
Right? But if you're going to get, trying to get this good government job in the FBI or whatever, you'll probably lie and you'll say, no, I never cheated like that.
Okay.
Anyway, when you tell this simple lie, then you, at the same time while you're saying it, you should bite your tongue. And when you do this, when you bite your tongue hard, the needle on their machine will go flying.
ああ、なるほど。あの、この計測器の針がこう、振り切れるみたいなことですね。へー。
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. So you bite your tongue while you say this lie. I never cheated like that. And then when the real important things come that you want to hide, you try to imagine something that is very relaxing. For example, whatever you think is relaxing, for example, drinking wine or going to sleep. You imagine this very relaxing thing while you tell your important lie.
Oh,
and then the needle will move only a little bit, and the person, the policeman or whatever, will not think much about it.
Okay, wow, interesting. 皆さんもぜひポリグラフにかけられた時にはやってみてください。はい、Bite your tongue。はい、そんなところで今日のダイアログに行ってみたいと思います。今日はマークという男の人が仕事から帰ってくると、彼の妊娠8ヶ月目の奥さんが変な機械をテーブルに置いて待っていたというところから始まります。まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞きましょう。
Hi, I'm home. Oh, what's that machine next to you?
Oh, this? It's a lie detector. It can sense whether someone is lying or not. And it makes a sound. What's this? I'm not pregnant. I found it with a very good deal on Amazon, so I bought it.
Hey, those machines...Don't work. Let me try. I strongly believe in this machine. Oh, it seems to work. It knows I'm lying.
Anyway, we need to talk. Yuki's teacher just called me today, asking me to go to school tomorrow.
Oh, really? Why?
It seems like Yuki cheated on an exam.
What? No way! Our son would not do such a thing.
Well, it's true. I was shocked as well. So I asked him when he came home, and he first lied.That he didn't cheat? I knew that he was lying because of this amazing machine. Then he started to tell me the truth. He just wanted to help his best friend.
Oh, dear. But he needs to understand the right way.To help his friends. I'll talk to him tomorrow morning, but I don't think I can go to meet his teacher. Some foreign clients are coming tomorrow for the project presentation. If I don't go to work, that'll probably be the end of my whole career.
It's fine. I understand. I'll go to school with him tomorrow. Hey, why do you seem so understandable about the situation and Yuki's thoughts? Don't tell me that you cheated as well when you were his age.
No, of course I didn't cheat.
Well, haha. The apple does not fall far from the tree, does it? I think this machine is my best friend.
Okay, so this lie detector showed that he, the father, also cheated when he was in school.
しょうがないね。ではでは最初の面白い表現いきたいと思います。最初に男の人がただいま帰ったよというふうに帰っていきます。I'm home ってただいまという意味ですね。
Right, very, very easy, right? Everybody, you always wondered how to say that. In English, the answer is, I'm home. English is easy, isn't it, Kate?
Yeah, I think it's easier than Japanese. Easy to guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
で、まあ、その変な機械が置いてあったので、何それっていうふうに聞きます。そしたら奥さんが、あ、これはポリグラフィー、この、嘘発見器だよっていうふうに言ってます。アマゾンで超お買い得だったんだっていうふうに言ってます。A good deal でお買い得という意味です。
Right, especially to get a good deal.
Uh-huh.
Very cheap prices like that.
Mm.
So again, she got a good deal on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Katie, do you sometimes get good deals on Amazon?
Yeah, sometimes they sell things really at cheap prices.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Everybody seems to use Amazon these days.
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm. Or Rakuten. Yep.
That's right. Rakuten too, right. We got to give the other people some publicity too.
Yep, yep. で、男の人が、そういう機械ってなんかちゃんと動かなくない?っていうのを言ってます。To work って機械がちゃんと働くってことですね。
Right. He believes that these lie detectors don't work.
Mm-hmm.
They're not effective. It's like that. Especially machines, they don't work. You could say, oh, my computer doesn't work well these days. Something like that.
Okay. で、ここからちょっと夫婦の深刻なお話になるんですけど、このお二人の息子さんが試験でズルをしたから明日学校に行かないといけないんだよね。呼び出されてるんだよね。っていうふうに奥さんが相談をします。でもそしたら旦那さんの方は、ああ、そっか、それは行かないといけないけど、明日はもうどうしても大事なクライアントがやってくるから、もうちょっと僕は時間外せないんだよね。ごめんね。自分で行ってくれる?一人で行ってくれる?っていうふうに奥さんに言います。このクライアントっていうのはお客さんってことですね。
Right, and it's especially used when one company buys from another company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you cannot say I'm a client at 7-Eleven or anything like that. I'm a customer, right, at 7-Eleven.
Yep, yep.
But when one company buys from another company, it's called a client.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and also the customers of lawyers.
弁護士のお客さんとか言います。依頼人って感じですね。
Those customers are also called clients. The client of a lawyer, like that. But for stores, it's always a customer.
Customer, okay. で、このお父さんの方は、明日行けないとは言ってるんですけど、なんかこう息子の状況を分かってる風だったので、奥さんの方が、もしかしてあなたも子供の頃テストでカンニングとかしてたタイプっていう風に聞いたら、男の人が、まあ、うん、まあまあまあまあみたいな感じで肯定します。それに対して、女の人、奥さんの方は、もう、カエルの子はカエルだねっていうのを言ってます。じゃあ、How do you say this proverb in English?
The apple does not fall far from the tree.
Okay. なので、こう、やっぱり子供は親に似るものだねっていうことを言ってます。
Right, everyone, can you say that? It's a good one. The apple does not fall far from the tree. You can imagine how that's like the parent is the same as a child, right?
Right.
And with that, let's listen to the dialogue at natural speed. And after this, we'll talk a little bit more about lie detectors.
Hi, I'm home.Oh, what's that machine next to you?
Oh, this? It's a lie detector. It can sense whether someone's lying or not, and it makes a sound. What's this? I'm not pregnant. I found it with a very good deal on Amazon, so I bought it.
Hey, those machines don't work. Let me try. I strongly believe in this machine. Oh, it seems to work. It knows I'm lying.
Anyway, we need to talk. Yuki's teacher just called me today, asking me to go to school tomorrow.
Oh, really? Why?
It seems like Yuki cheated on an exam.
What? No way! Our son would not...do such a thing.
Well, it's true. I was shocked as well, so I asked him when he came home, and he first lied that he didn't cheat. I knew that he was lying because of this amazing machine. Then he started to tell me the truth. He just wanted to help his best friend.
Oh dear. But he needs to understand the right way to help his friends.I'll talk to him tomorrow morning, but I don't think I can go to meet his teacher. Some foreign clients are coming tomorrow for the project presentation. If I don't go to work, that'll probably be the end of my whole career.
It's fine. I understand. I'll go to school with him tomorrow. Hey, why do you seem so understandable about the situation and Yuki's thoughts? Don't tell me that you cheated as well when you were his age.
No, of course I didn't cheat.
Well, the apple does not fall far from the tree, does it? I think this machine is my best friend.
Yeah, would you like to have a lie detector?
Actually, Kay, you can buy them on Amazon.com. It's
wow.
True.
Wow, oh my goodness.
They're only about 2,000 yen or 3,000 yen.
Really?
They're selling them there, right?
Who buys
and,
it?
And one pretty good one is about 10,000 yen.
Okay, okay.
I wonder if they work well. I don't know if they work, though.
I don't know. Uh-huh. はい、今日は皆さんどうでしたかね?最初の方では嘘発見器、ポリグラフにどうやって嘘をつくかっていうことを、お話ししたんですけど、こうベロを噛んだり、なるべくリラックスしたらいいよっていう風に言ったんですけど、まあ、とはいえ、あまり良くないことなので、実際に嘘発見器にかけられた時はちゃんとね、正直に言ってくださいね。
Right, if you do that, you'll probably end up in prison for the rest of your life.
And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Bye.